You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has reduced staffing at the National Geohazard Monitoring Center that amounts to a 25% reduction. Previously, the center has operated 24/7. However, these cuts will result in the need to close periodically based on staff availability. With the increasing frequency of natural disasters both in New Zealand and internationally, this has the scientific community concerned for our readiness for the next natural disaster. I spoke to PSA organizer Claire Nixon about these reductions and what they could mean for the community. The cuts will result in the 24/7 nature of the center changing to have closed times. How much of a strain will that put on those working in the center?
So the cuts that have happened to the NGMC, the National Geohazards Monitoring Center, is for shifts to reduce from 4 people to 3 people. So there's 5 shifts, so 20 people going down to 15. That means that there'll be 3 people per shift. They require 2 staff minimum to have the centre open. And so that means that from time to time, it won't be every day or every week even, but from time to time the centre may need to close because of not being able to meet that minimum 2 per shift. You know, if you say obviously people need to take annual leave, occasionally people will be sick, that kind of thing, and from time to time that could happen. We may also see people being asked to do a lot of overtime as well, and that can certainly place strain on the staff who are in there with more fatigue and things like that. So in terms of the staffing, I guess it's not clear at this point exactly how often the centre may need to close, but it is clear that will occur from time to time. And the main impact that will have in terms of on the public is that the National Geohazards Monitoring Centre has a role in ensuring that advice is received by appropriate authorities as quickly as possible. And it's that speed that's the main thing that their role is getting that advice out as quickly as possible.
Okay, so how has the scientific community responded to these funding and staffing cuts?
It's a great question. So the funding, it's driven by the funding cuts. So the GeoNet had an operation, which the National Geohazards Monitoring Centre is part of GeoNet. GeoNet had funding of about $31 million in the current financial year that's coming to an end on 30th of June. And then that the government reduced that funding to $26 million in the coming year and then down to $24 million in future years. So that's a cut of almost $7 million over a number of years. And that's reflective of cuts we're seeing across the science system. And the government have also cut key research funds 2 years in a row now. So we're seeing, I guess, a degradation of the services provided by GeoNet. I mean, that's a direct result of government decisions, and that also mirrors the funding cuts we've seen in other parts of the system. So the science community are seeing this as another example of the government degrading the funding that we have for science in this country, which means that we cannot, assess risks and, we can't do all of the stuff that we've been doing to date, and some of those work programs will have to stop. So it's overall, in terms of the science community, it's another example of the same thing that they've been seeing over the past 2 years.
Given the regularity of seismic activity in certain parts of New Zealand, how serious of a threat does this funding reduction pose?
So GeoNet and GNS itself have both tried to, obviously they've been required to degrade that service. That wasn't a decision that they made. In an ideal world, they would have had the same amount of funding or more to go into GeoNet, but they don't. So they've had to make decisions to degrade their services. They have tried to, I guess, spread that degradation across a number of different services that GeoNet provides. The National Geohazards Monitoring Centre is probably the most kind of visible one with the clear 25% reduction in staffing, but they have had to degrade other services within GeoNet as well in order to achieve that funding. And the government has sort of said, just work more efficiently or whatever, but that's just not realistic. If you're going to reduce funding by that amount, it's going to affect services. So, yeah, that is a concern. Obviously, in an ideal world, they would have had the same or more funding. GeoNet's plan was to hopefully grow and continue to add to their services, and now it's going backwards. So, of course, New Zealand is quite a geologically active country, and so it's top of mind for a lot of people about these things because, many of us have seen a number of big earthquakes over our lifetimes, and we'll see many more. So, yeah, of course, the shutting of the NGMC, there's a chance that will happen on any given shift, and then what's the chance of an earthquake happening at the same time as that? They may not coincide each time, but if that continues for long enough, then obviously that risk of the centre shutting at a time when there's a big earthquake increases the longer that goes on. So yeah, I think it's certainly a concern. It's a concern that the government doesn't value science advice, and it's a concern that goes beyond just GeoNet and GNS as well. It goes across the whole science system.
Are you guys in conversation with the government about this? And if they're unresponsive, is there anything that the community can do to help?
Sure. So TSA has been doing a number of things to raise these issues over the past couple of years. So of course, PSA's, we represent about 3,000 workers in science. So we have been obviously working directly with those workers to raise their issues to appropriate levels. We have also worked with the New Zealand Association of Scientists to help set up the Save Science Coalition, which is a group of 30 different unions and scientific societies who all share an interest in a well-funded and well-functioning science and research system. So a key action that that group is taking is kind of documenting all of these cuts, because science is funded from so many different places, it's hard for the average person to kind of see, you know, how many roles have been cut, how much funding has been cut. So the role of that group is to kind of draw that picture for people to show this is what's been happening. So for people who, you know, the average New Zealander, how can you help? So I would say just talk to people about these issues would be one thing New Zealanders can do to help. There's a website you can go to, or on the Save Science Coalition. If you Google that, you'll find it, and you can find all the information about the, you know, the cuts that have happened, and you know, some stories about the impacts and things like that. And yeah, if people kind of share that information, then that will help get the message out there. But this has been a growing concern over the past 2 years. We saw under the previous government, they invested a fair bit of money into science infrastructure in Wellington in particular, and that was all taken away, and then we've seen further cuts since then under the current government. So it's explicitly a result of decisions of this current government. We've also been trying to meet with the minister and things like that. We have managed to meet with him on one occasion for half an hour, but getting in front of decision makers has been more difficult under this government than it was under the previous. So write to your minister, that's another, write to your local MP, write to the minister, that's another thing that people can do to raise issues if they are concerned about this. Let them know what you think, because if we, you know, if enough of us say something, then maybe they'll hear it. So yeah, those are a few things that people can do.
That was PSA organiser Claire Nixon on the government's staff and funding reductions to the National Geohazard Monitoring Centre. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.